This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from the past week around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, here's something that we've been talking about for years, the colonies trials. Verdicts were reached for three of the four colonies defendants, but as of still this week, the jury was out on a fourth verdict. First of all, tell us about the three verdicts that have been reached and what we're still waiting for.
Well, three of the four defendants have been acquitted. Former San Bernardino County Supervisor Paul Bian, former Chief of Staff to County Supervisor Gary Ovitt, Mark Kirk, and also a developer named Jeff Burham. They were accused of a kickback scheme to get the Board of Supervisors back in 2006 to approve a $102 million settlement with Colonies Partners. That's Jeff Burham's development firm that had a commercial and residential project in Upland. The county needed to have a flood control basin on the property. There was a dispute over who should pay for that. And ultimately, Colonies Partners sued the county, and that's where this $102 million settlement came from in 2006. Now, some people felt that that was an overly generous settlement. In fact, the county's legal counsel had advised against it, but the board led by Bian and then-supervisor Bill Postmus and Ovitt voted in favor of it. Two supervisors voted against the settlement, by the way, Josie Gonzalez and Dennis Hansberger, both of whom testified in this trial. Now, the prosecution was not able to convince the jury that this was a corrupt deal. I think one of the primary problems was that two of the key witnesses were testifying under a plea bargain with the prosecution. One of them was that former supervisor, Bill Postmus. He admitted to longtime methamphetamine use, and the jury just simply didn't believe his testimony. Also, his former assistant assessor, Postmus, had gone on from the Board of Supervisors to be elected county assessor. The man that he appointed as assistant assessor, Adam Allman, was prosecuted and reached a plea bargain in exchange for his testimony in this case. And again, the jury just didn't find him credible.
Okay, so we've got three verdicts, three of the defendants acquitted, and we're still waiting on a fourth.
That's right.
Okay, next, an environmental challenge to a foreign company that has been taking millions of gallons of water out of the San Bernardino National Forest this week got a boost.
That's right. Nestle bottles Arrowhead's Mountain spring water and takes more than 30 million gallons of water off of the mountain every year.
And Nestle, maybe some people don't know, isn't an American company.
Yeah, it's a Swiss-based company.
Okay.
Yeah, the groups that have challenged this are, one is called the Story of Stuff Project and the other is called the Courage Campaign Institute. They tried to get a federal judge in Riverside to demand that the Forest Service stop allowing Nestle to take the water off the mountain because of the drought and because they say it's damaging the habitat for endangered species up there. The judge declined to do that. He said even though the Forest Service had not reviewed the permit since it actually expired in 1988, he said that the Forest Service rules allow it to let the company continue operating under kind of an extension of the permit without ever having to review the environmental impacts. And now the groups have come back. They filed a Freedom of Information Act demand for some documents. The Forest Service kind of dragged its feet. And so the group sued in U.S. District Court. And now the federal government has said it will provide some 1,000 files with 18,000 pages. I think the groups are hoping to comb over those documents and find something, anything that could help them argue that there should be an environmental review before Nestle is allowed to continue taking this water off the mountain.
Okay, so what we're going to wait for now is for those environmental groups to look over the documents that they're going to get from the federal government, and then we wait to see if there's going to be further action from then?
Right. We do know that they have sued twice. They have legal counsel, and so if they find anything in there that they believe gives them a wedge to force the federal government to review the environmental impact, I'm sure they'll do that.
Okay. Finally, concerns have been raised about the treatment of detainees who are awaiting deportation at a prison in Adelanto.
you know, this is not unlike concerns that have been raised about these immigration and customs enforcement detention centers in other states. There have been a number of suicides of inmates. There have been complaints of assaults within these facilities. The one in Adelanto is privately operated under a contract with ICE. And a couple of immigrant advocacy groups visit the prisoners there regularly. And they've raised concerns about the conditions, particularly the access to medical aid and mental health help. This prison is the largest of its kind in California. It has an average daily population of 1,600 immigrants. Six detainees housed at this prison in Adelanto have died since the facility opened in 2011. And that includes three who have died between March and May of this year. That's raising some concerns.
Who's looking into this?
Well, there's a provision within the new state budget that gives the State Department of Justice a little bit of oversight over this private prison. And these immigrant advocacy groups believe that that's some necessary oversight. What they would like to do, in fact, is to end private detention in these type of facilities. They believe these should be government-run and operated. There's a bill pending in the state legislature right now that would force local governments out of the for-profit immigration detention business in California.
Okay. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.